Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tiny Staff Hay in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Gimel. Starting the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara of Chanino Breiko B'Shem Rabbi Yudo. We're speaking about the idea of rain. So Gemara mentions that Shor Sheichito, the roots of wheat, Boikim Ba'aretz Chamishim Amo. They go down into the ground 50 Amo. Shor Sheteino, the roots of the fig tree, rocking, even the soft ones, boikim betzur, they're able to penetrate even a rock. Imken, according to Rav Chaim, this following question belongs a little later, but we'll read it the way it's printed in our Gemara. Imken, ma yasu shor shechoruv v'shor sheshikmo. These trees, they have very long roots, they go down much more. What's going to water them? The rain can't reach there. Omav chenino achat shloishim yoyim, once every 30 days, hateoim oile umashke oiso. The water comes from the bottom of the earth and waters these roots. Matam, what's the source? Ani Hashem noitzro lerugeim ashkeno. I will water it once in a while. So Gemara Tanya Rishim ben Loz oime melamit shenorot shoiso elefi chisumo. Meaning, in general, the rain comes only in the top of the land. So the roots that go very deep, they need water to come from the bottom of the earth. Continues the Gemara and says, we said that we start asking for kshamim on Gimel of Mar Cheshvan. So the Gemara, Tani, im hoiso shono chaseiro, noisim lo chesroino. Meaning, if Tishrei of that year, instead of being 30 days, is 29 days. So you're missing one day, so you're not asking for rain until Dalet Mar Cheshvan. Vim lav, but if it's 30 days, hoilchim achar sidros, and then you go based on the date we mentioned in the Mishnah, divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. Rabbi Yoimer loilim hoilchim achar sidro. You always go based on the date, and on Gimel Macheshvan, according to the first sheet in the Mishnah, you start asking for rain, regardless of how many days was Tishrei. Continues the Gemara, hoiso shono meuberes. If it's a leap year, meaning you have chodesh Adar, additional chodesh Adar, hoilchim achar iburo. You go based on the fact that there's another month. The Gemara understands it means you're not going to start asking for rain until a month later, until Gimel Kislev. So the Gemara, machlof l'shitos of the Rebbe, it's a steer in Rebbe. Tamanoi ma'achar sidro. We just learned that he doesn't care if there is 30 days in Chodesh Tishrei 29. You always have a fixed date. Ve'ko'oi ma'achar yibur. And here you say the date changes. Ha'zehir ab'yosov shmuel bar'vitzlok mati v'shem ab'yichanon le'basoif nitzricho. Meaning you go based on when you stop asking for rain. You stop asking for rain in Pesach. Even if there was a leap year and you had another month to the year, you don't stop asking for rain until Pesach comes. That's what it means, a chayibur, even with the ibur. Meaning you always go based on a fixed date. Halacha da'al zok the Mishnah, higia shiva asar b'macheshvan velo yorduk shomim. Comes the 17th of Cheshvan and rain did not come. Hitchilu hayechidim mis'anim. Chaim adds here the girso, gimel ta'aniyos. So the Yechidim will see the individuals, who the individuals will see in a moment. They do three Ta'anesim, which is Sheni v'Chamish v'Sheni, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. What's the halachas of these Ta'anes? Oichlim v'Shoisim v'Shechashecho. They eat and drink at dark, meaning they, you don't have to start the Ta'anes before the day. Umitarim b'melocha, you can do melocha, uberechitzo, washing, uvesicho, anointing, uvenil as a sandal to wear shoes, uvesashvishamito, and have relations. So the Gemara, Eilu Yemechidim, who are the individuals? Eilu Shemismanim Parnosim Al Tzibur, the ones who are responsible for the Tzibur. Says the Gemara, Kevin Shemismanim Parnos Al Tzibur is responsible for the Tzibur, whom is Palav and Anos, right away his davening will be accepted. Why is that so? Says the Gemara, Kevin Shemismanim Parnos Al Tzibur, Venim Tzonem, and the fact he was responsible for the Tzibur, that he's trustworthy, Kedayu Matzli Umisanyos. That means he has the schus to daven and be nene because he is a trustworthy person. And the Gemara now brings a few stories of a people that were reliable to be the ones who davening for the tainis. Chad Bar Nash was a person, Havim Mafik Masroi Ketikron. He was always careful with maestros. Omule Amano Kum Emor, get up and say the parsha of Biur Maestros, Beharti HaKoydish Min Abayis, and daven for rain. Chad Bar Nash also gebei chad min koyver de Rav Yanai. Well, the person that came to one of the relatives of Rav Yanai, Omale Rebbe zakei mi. He says, please give me some tzedakah. Omale veloi ave lavuch pritim. He says, what do you mean? Didn't your father have money? Omale loi. He says, no, I didn't inherit anything. Omale gabayinun mefaktim. What do you mean? I'm holding on to this money. There's money of your father is being by me. It's deposited by me. Omali Shami Salein de Inun Sarkon. I said, I'm sorry, I don't want to take it because I heard this was done by Gezel, who stolen money. Omali Kedai at Matzli Omisanyo. You are right to daven for a tainis because you're so careful with money. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Is Chamil Rabbanon. Rabbanon saw in a vision, in a dream, Plon Chamro, this person was a Chamro. Chamro meaning he takes donkeys. Yatzli, he will daven Umitra Nochos. That will bring rain. Rabbanon came and sent to call him. What is your business? I take donkeys. What did you do that was so good? The Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that if you daven, rain will come. Once I rented a donkey. Those days, the donkey man would rent donkeys and help in order to. He was the driver, taking someone on the donkey. So he took a woman on the donkey. On the way, she was crying. Why are you crying? The husband of this woman, Chavish, he's captured by the goyim. I need to see what to do in order to release him. I need the money. In other words, she was intending to go do an aveir, to go do znus, in order to have money to release her husband. He says, the chamar, I sold my donkey. Tamiti, and it gave her the money. With this, you go and release and redeem your husband. Don't do an aveiro. So that was the big schus that he did. He gave up on his own parnaso in order to save a woman from doing an aveiro. So Chachomim told him, you are right to daven for the tainis. Is Chamila Ravo, Ravo saw in a vision, in a dream, Pankako Yatzle, this person named Pankako, he will daven. Vasi meet you, that will bring rain. Shalach Ravo Vaisis, Ravo called him. Omali Mayumnoch, what is your business? Omali Chamesh Aveiro, Nau Guvro Ovid Bukhoyom. Every day I do 5 Aveiros. Mugur Zenaiso, I hire Zoinos. Mishaper Titron, I fix upon the Titron. Titron is the place where the Zoinos are. Mail Manayon Laboni, I take their clothing and I wash them. And I dance in front of them to advertise and to bring people to do aveir with them. And I play with instruments in front of them to attract people to come. What a good thing you did that because you can bring rain to the world. Only Chadzman one time once I was arranging the house of the Zoinus. Also there was a woman that came standing behind a pillar and crying. Obviously my loch, I was asking, why are you crying? Only Baila Dayitit so Chavish. Again, similar story. Her husband was captured. I have to check what to do in order to release him. In other words, I want to come become a Zaino so I can have the money to release my husband. Fizavonis RC, I sold the beds, Uprois RC and the sheets that go on the bed. Fiyavis the Tamisi and I gave her the money. Farmid Law, I told her, Haloch, take the money, Panir Balech, go release your husband, Floy Tichti, don't do an aveiro. So even though he was doing many aveiros every day, but when he saw a woman in need, he was willing to sacrifice himself to save somebody else. Omer Lei, Saravo told him, Kedayat Matzli Misanyo, Yuroi to daven and do a tainis to bring rain. It Chamil Rabbon saw Chasido de Kfar Eimi Yitzlo Matros Nochas. So this chosid from this place, if he will daven, rain will come. So Rabbon Rabbeis Rabbon came to visit him. So his wife told him, he's in the mountain working. They came to him. They said hello to him. Give him Yishar Koyach. He did not reply. Yosef Meichel, he was sat down to eat. He didn't invite them to eat with him. When he came into the city, he took a load of wood. He put his sudr, his clothing, on top of the load instead of below it. They'll usually put it below it, between the load and his body. When he came in, told his wife, the one came here, they want us to daven for the rain to come. If I will daven and rain will come, it will be gnai for them, they couldn't daven, they need me to daven. If El Daven and rain won't come, Chilush Hashemayim, it's Chilush Hashem that they saw in a dream that I have to Daven and rain should come, and it did not work out. He says, you and me, before Rabbanan even tell us what they want, let's go and Daven. Inakas mitru, if rain comes, and an Amri Loin will tell the Rabbanon, Kavar de Avdun Shemaya Nisin. Already there was Nisim happening in Shemaya, we don't need us. Vein Loin, and if not, Amri Loin, Leis Anan Kedai Matsu Misanya. And if not, they'll tell us, please daven, and we'll say we're not ready to daven and to fast and bring rain. Vesalkum Vitzolun Venochas Mitros. They went, they daven, the husband and wife, and rain came down. Nochus Legabon came Rabbanon to these husband and wife. Omer Loin Lama Itrafun Rabbanon Locho Yomidin. Rabbanon, why did you call me today? Omer Loin Bai Titzli Viechus Mitra. He says, we came here so you can daven and rain should come. But it was already raining. Omer Loin Vilitzloisi Atun Tzrichin. Do you need my davening? Kvai Davdun Shemaya Nisim. Already Hashem did Nais. And there's already raining. Rain, you don't need my davening. Why, when we came and saw you working, we said hello, you didn't answer us. I'm a poyel. I'm working with somebody else, and I was busy in my pulo. Can I do esachadas for my work? I cannot. I'm right now have to focus because that's my job. Why wouldn't you say to eat? You didn't invite us to eat with you. Says the Gemara in Davov and Udalef, I did not have enough food. I had only a little bit for my own work, what I needed for my work. You want me just to invite you? You're going to say no, but I really don't have what to offer you? Why, when you came into the city, you put the sudder on top of the load and not below the load? It's not mine. The sudder was borrowed. So I can daven with it. So can I go and tear it? I can't risk it to put it below the load and tear the clothing. Omulei, they mentioned something that we did not see, the Gemara did not mention before. Lamaka da avo at beturo, when you were in the mountain, isasoch lov shomonim tzayin. Your wife was wearing dirty clothing. The kadat ayilmin to her, when you came into from the mountain, he loved shomanim nikim, her clothing were clean. Omulein kadat avo beturo, when I was in the mountain, he loved shomanim tzayin, she was wearing dirty clothing. To lo yiten by nash inoya lo, so nobody will look at her. No other person will look at her on her beauty. The kadahana ayil mintur, when I came from the mountain, he lo shemayin akim, she's wearing clean clothing. To loy nesin inoy beisa achori, so I will not look at another woman. I'm just going to stare at her. I'm going to just stare at my wife. Omulei yoinas matzo misanyo. You're roy to daven and to do a tainis because you're such a big tzaddik. We saw so many things that he did which were a real tzidkus. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Hei.